Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we head into hour number three of the broadcast here this morning on the Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, and welcome to the program as we broadcast live from our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station all across the country to our great affiliates. Also, of course, on the internet to the world and via satellite, via the GCN network. And we want to welcome everybody, of course, to the program this morning. Now, a special shout out goes out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And, of course, to everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch all across America, we salute you. We appreciate all of you. That includes, of course, the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our UPS and FedEx drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Getter, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. com. And this week, of course, as we're broadcasting from our the Captain's Third Watch, Captain's America Third Watch West studio, of course, that's also the Moss Family Automotive studio, we have a temporary call-in line. As you know, I'm here in Southern California, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And without further ado, let's get right over to the telephone lines and Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, who's been patiently waiting there. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Denise. And right before we say the pledge, definitely want to say to you once again, happy birthday, Denise Simon.
Thank you. Thank you. They're very kind. Thanks.
All right. Absolutely. Well, many happy returns, of course. Well, of course, at the top of the hour, we always say the pledge here on the program. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And of course, folks, as Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, right before the top of the hour, we were talking a little bit about the debt ceiling deal that's now passed the House. There's still some ways to go on this, obviously, in the Senate, and there's some critics, but what do you think overall?
Well, I think as angry as some of the Republicans are with McCarthy, you know, all is not lost because we have something called appropriations. And so I think this is where the real work can be done to clean up some of the things that, you know, had to be stepped over in these negotiations. One of the things was the IRS agents, and I think that through appropriations, there can be some stopgap measures there to clean up some of that mess.
Well, one would hope so. That's right. But overall, you know, generally speaking, there's at least something happening, some movement. And I do know that there are a lot of critics. I know, as we know, 71 Republicans voted against it. But certainly, I think overall, you've got the American people that definitely want there to be some movement in this, rather than the alternative, at least at this point, was, and especially if there was no GOP majority in the House, they would have simply continued to raise the debt ceiling and just spend us into oblivion.
Well, you know, some interesting questions that really need to be asked here, and they include, somebody asked this White House, can the debt ever be paid? Why don't we kind of like start there? Because that would show some real leadership if somebody would even ask this White House. And I think that, you know, people are just too afraid to, especially in the media, to ask that.
That's a good question. Yeah, I think most people would say, is there a, you know, I'm just being a little funny here, but is there a payment plan or something that can be worked out, you know, to get us out of debt?
Yeah, I would argue it's mathematically impossible.
Well, of course, yeah.
So, we're not in a good place, but, we are where we are, and it's really kind of a pathetic situation. I don't even understand trillions. I can't wrap my head around it. I try, and it just doesn't work.
Exactly.
Now we've had more. Yep.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, I think if you stack the dollar bills to the moon or something, that gives you some idea, I think, of what it might really be like. But, yeah, it's just an incomprehensible number. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Hold the line right there. We're going to head out to a break here real quick. We're going to pay some bills. And we're going to come right back on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain's America Third Watch rolls on in the overnight hours, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we roll along the radio dial in the overnight hours. 949-629-3212. That is the number to call if you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon. 949-629-3212. And, of course, right before we get back to our special guest, Denise Simon, the birthday girl, Denise Simon, happy birthday once again. And this portion of our program is being brought to you in our conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO, and that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison, put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, and see what the comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have an ATV, maybe a motorcycle, maybe you have an RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money. Now, where you really save the big money, and we mean big money, folks, is when you take your house, maybe you have an apartment or a condo perhaps, and you bundle all that together with everything else. And everything's, you know, rated at a different rate, of course, but you bundle all that together and you see what the price is going to be, and who knows, you just might see how much money that they could possibly save you. So go over to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, do the cost comparison test, and save. All right. Heading back over to the telephone line, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Denise, we were talking during the break, and there's other breaking news, of course, other than the debt deal, and that is that, of course, we have this ongoing issue with the House of Representatives, Jim Comer in particular, versus the FBI's Christopher Wray about this so-called Biden crime document.
Well, it's becoming a well reformed art for the Department of Justice and the FBI to stonewall and manipulate. And that's what's been going on here with this particular document, 1023. It's been subpoenaed. They stonewalled and went past the subpoena. Christopher Wray did. They wouldn't even acknowledge that the document actually exists. So there was a formal phone call yesterday. I think it was at 4 o'clock, between, Comer and Christopher Wray about this document. And it finally is acknowledged that the document does in fact exist. There was some question about that. But the document does exist. And Christopher Wray once again offered, for the document to be seen, but not released. You'd have to go over to the Department of Justice or to the FBI, wherever they want to hold this in the SCIF. Why they have to be in the SCIF, because it's, again, it's an unclassified document, to take a look at it. Well, Comer said that's not good enough. That's not part of how this operates. We are in fact constitutionally mandated to oversee the bureau. And anyway, so now it's confirmed because of the offer to see the document that it does in fact exist. Okay, so now we're there. Where they go from this point, I think that, Christopher Wray's probably, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, by the way. He's gonna have to cough it up because it's unclassified.
Well, right.
But what this document is a foreign national essentially reached out to the FBI and blew the whistle, stating that, the Biden crime syndicate, if you will, took a $5 million bribe for a foreign policy decision or posture. Now, we don't know who the foreign national is, and we don't know what country it is.
Right.
But I would argue that because of, let's see, how do I put this? Because of this document, it's fascinating with all the stonewalling that there has to be some kind of worry or concern or truth to this, such that, the FBI worked diligently not to share it.
Well, you know, one of the things that they've said too is we don't want to reveal our procedures or it could
turning on my water to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
So I mean, the Pentagon needs to be audited. Every form of, at the federal government needs to be audited. We've got to get out of debt. This country has got to get out of debt, and the spending has got to, it has to stop. But anyway, Cap, happy birthday, Denise. And like I said, I'll be playing for 50. Adios.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron in Denver, listening on 710 KNUS, of course. And thank you very much for the call. And once again, the call in number 949-629-3212. And Denise, yeah, I think Aaron was just talking about the same kind of sentiment. We got to get out of debt, but it doesn't look like that's going to be possible anytime soon. But Kevin McCarthy has said, well, we'll spend less next year than we did this year. But obviously, it's just a start.
Spending less is fine. But I would challenge the listeners to go take a look at government agencies. For instance, go look at the budget, the annual budget for the Department of Education. If you shut down and eliminated, terminated, went dark on the Department of Education, it's like a deck chair off the Titanic, okay?
Right.
So that kind of puts things in perspective. We've spent in 10 years, $13 billion just on unaccompanied minors coming across the southern border. Just that. Just unaccompanied minors. Not the other stuff. So when it comes to waste, fraud, and abuse, we haven't even begun that fight. And I have not heard one single Democrat even say, or this White House, we're going to go through government spending line by line by line by line. There are corporate subsidies, and one of the biggest industries that our federal government subsidizes is the health care insurance providers. Under Obamacare. And, not one politician in Washington, D.C. talks about still reforming Obamacare, and it still needs to be done. So we're not in a good place.
Well, no, and certainly the Democrats love to spend, and the last thing they ever want to do is to say, well, guess what? We're going to cut back on some of these programs. I mean, to them, Denise, right? They look at it that that's just down payments on more votes, especially because, yeah, and they opposed, many Democrats opposed the work requirements. That blows my mind.
Well, I mean, they fought it before.
That's right.
We have government that, is in the drug business. They're buying narcotics.
Yep.
Handing it out.
Yep. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And once again, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Folks, Kyle Warren in for the captain. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Pentagon releases video evidence showing a Chinese fighter jet sneak passing off the nose of an American jet over the South China Sea, causing reaction. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday it was unsafe and unprofessional.
That's dangerous. And, one of the reasons we want to keep the lines of communication open.
The incident comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and China. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales. The Boss and Swift Act would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, along with their fans, complained about. And sadly, at least 4 children are dead after a house fire in Tennessee. It happened in Memphis Wednesday. Still no precise cause for the fire released. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, lock it in and join the Captain's Army, folks. Kyle Warren, my pleasure to this morning to be sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll across your overnight dial. Overnight hours throughout America. Don't forget our number this week is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. We hope to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to opine about or something you'd like to talk about or ask a question about or make a comment, and we do hope to hear from you because we have so much more to talk about. We're going to be talking with Chris Markowski coming up in the next segment. And then top of the hour, we have U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to be talking with him about, for example, what's going on with China right now. And also, of course, what's happening in Ukraine. We're going to be sending about another $300 million worth of stuff over there. So definitely want to get his perspective on that. Well, folks, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good people over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt tells everybody about the great products at MyPillow. Of course, that includes the brand new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and of course the towel sets as well. And, you know, everyone in my family, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor and I, we love our slippers, and we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. They are wonderful, folks. You definitely don't want to miss out on these. And also, we use the towels. And I don't think we'll ever buy another kind of towel ever again once you've tried the MyPillow towels. So we speak from experience, and we want you to have great experiences too. So head on over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And right now you can save 50% on the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets, as low as $29.98. Slippers, sandals, and slides, also now as low as $19.95 with your promo code, and that promo code is CAPTAIN. Very simple. Promo code is CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com is the website, and if you don't want to put your credit card information on into a website, that's fine. They got you covered. They understand. And they've got an 800 number where you can talk to a real live person. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And they'll be able to help you. You can make your selections. And, of course, don't forget, simply use the promo code CAPTAIN, because that is going to unlock all of the great savings and everything that you're going to need in order to be able to start enjoying the product. So MyPillow.com. And, of course, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Well, folks, you know, we've heard for a long time now, for years now, about defunding the police, of, you know, not enforcing the law, not putting people in jail when they do something wrong. Don't catch them. And if you catch them, you're just going to release them. You know, we've seen this go on. And for a while, it was rhetorical. You know, you had a lot of politicians jump on a bandwagon where they wanted to say, okay, well, don't worry. We're doing the right thing here. We're resetting everything. Well, and of course, what's the logical extension of that? What's the logical limit of that? Well, the logical limit of all that is San Francisco, California. There's just no doubt about that. You know, I can remember, friends, when, you know, we would go on trips to San Francisco, you know, but before we had kids as well, you know, we'd love to go up and spend a few days at San Francisco. We were able to take our family there in later years, and it was just a lot of fun. San Francisco is a lot of fun. San Francisco's always been a little strange, and that's okay, but nothing compared to what's happened there now. Major retailers fleeing the city. Major retailers fleeing the city. There's a popular YouTuber that I like to watch, commentator. He used to live in San Francisco, and he got out of there because it got to be untenable. Untenable to live in San Francisco. And it just there's many stories like this, right? And, of course, we know that many of these large retailers are closing down. They're getting out of Dodge because their employees. It's not safe for their employees. Big retailers or pharmaceutical, drugstore chains like CVS, they're leaving because people come in and they just scoop all the stuff off the shelf and then take it with them. That's just normal. That's Tuesday, right? That's what it is. Well, get this. This is from Bloomberg. San Francisco's mayor boosts police homeless funds to lure companies back. Now they have to lure them back as opposed to keeping them in the first place by, I don't know, enforcing the law, of upholding law and order, of putting bad guys in jail, of making it such that shoplifting and everything that's worse than that is just normal. That's, you know, London Breed has lost the city. I just think it's just that simple. So, again, from Bloomberg, San Francisco Mayor London Breed on Wednesday unveiled a two-year budget that increases police and homelessness funding as the city tries to lure business back to its hollowed-out downtown. You know, and one of the most fun things to do in San Francisco was to go downtown or go to Union Square or, you know, hang out, go to Ghirardelli and get some chocolate or go down to Pier 39 and just have fun. And, you know, I'll just say this too, right? You can go down there, you get the bread bowl with the sourdough bread bowl with the clam chowder in it. I mean, it's just amazing. So they're trying to lure these people back now. The mayor's $6.85 billion general fund budget underscores San Francisco's woes as the city faces slumping tax revenue. Really? You think? Slumping tax revenue? Yeah, say it ain't so. some of the nation's lowest office occupancy rates, and a chorus of business leaders pushing officials to take a tougher stance on open-air drug markets. You know, this is the kind of stuff like you'd never thought. I mean, let's see. We're running a city. It's a major metropolitan city. It's a storied city with, you know, it was a storied history and all this kind of thing. And we're just going to let it go, you know, down the drain. And that's just putting it mildly. That's just putting it mildly. The other day, Mayor Breed, right, she had this like a statement or an appearance where they had a little event, and she got heckled and booed and so forth. And of course, the whole idea was that they kind of cleaned stuff up in that general area to make it look nice for that day. But it's the same thing when Biden went to the border, quote unquote, the border, right? Where they sort of evacuate all the homeless and everything off the streets, and so that Biden can kind of come through in the motorcade and go, you know, it didn't look so bad here. I don't know what the big fuss is about. Oh, what's going on here? And that's just part and parcel. Breed has positioned herself as a moderate in San Francisco's political landscape. Tensions over her police stance came to a head last week when a brick thrown in her direction halted an outdoor council meeting. So that's not good. That we don't want to ever see that kind of thing. That's not acceptable. Her budget, which seeks to boost police staffing by 220 officers, will likely face pushback from the progressive majority on the Board of Supervisors. You know, I mean, yeah, we're having a little bit of fun with this, but we're only doing that because it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that that the city has got to this point. But we know, but there's a straight line, right? I mean, you can just take out a piece of paper. There's my piece of paper. Can't hear my pencil. But I'm drawing a straight line, okay? There it is. The straight line from abandoning the things that actually keep society together, namely law and order, and to stop people from doing the things like going into markets and just scooping things out and worse. Well, you should never have got to this point. And, of course, there are many who will applaud, of course, the idea that, well, you know, you're trying to up it now. But how many years? That's my question. This isn't going to be, well, people, it's all going to be back for Christmas time, and everybody's going to be happy again. And then, and people keep going there, and they'll not only go there for trips, but there'll be retailers, and people will live there, and companies will come back, and they'll rent office space, and you have workers, and you have a thriving downtown sort of ecosystem going on. Well, I don't believe that for a minute, because it will take a very, very long time to try to rebuild any kind of trust. Now, do you got to deal with the homeless, and you got to deal with the drug problems, all that? Well, of course you do. But what I'm saying is that, you know, as the deterioration was happening, and it was chic to defund the police, when any sane person can just take a look, any reasonable person, say that's not the way to do things. It's just really sad because San Francisco was a great place to go. Hopefully will be again. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. The telephone number 949-629-3212. We're coming right back right after this. Please don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we go across your radio dial this morning. And don't forget, if you'd like to call in and opine, it's 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got a lot of great stuff to talk about with Chris this morning. But first, I want to let you know that this part of our program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, also in Concord, Massachusetts. Visit NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, to find out all about the aircraft maintenance programs that they have. They can take you from beginner all the way to expert and get you out in the industry and help you out, and they definitely can make that kind of thing happen for you. They've got some great programs. Visit NAA.edu. Be the force. Be the fix. Become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. Again, NAA.edu. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Welcome to the program, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. It's a great Thursday morning. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about certainly, you know, we're seeing right now that the Fed may believe that some of its tightening still is trying to work its way through the system to try to start to bring down inflation, because they're not really seeing that happen just yet.
Well, I mean, again, inflation, there's no doubt it's come down. It's just, it's the reality of inflation. It's sticky. And sometimes it takes, certain things to happen before it works its way through the overall market. And again, one of the things that's really kind of held up inflation high levels is you take a look at the housing costs. Even though we've seen it come down to some degree, kind of stuck in a bit of a pickle right now in many areas because many people that have very low mortgage rates are hesitant to move because, you know, if they make a move and they still have to borrow money, they're going to be paying a lot more for that money. It's almost like your mortgage has become a financial asset if it's you've got low interest rates. You also got, you know, scenarios where, you know, I'll give an example. I'll give, like Southwest Florida. Many people been in homes for an extended period of time and have seen their housing values jump precipitously. But they, because of the homestead exemption, they have very low taxes. And if they make any sort of move, all of a sudden their property tax rate, they have to buy into a more expensive house, is going to go through the roof. You know, so there's certain things like that that are keeping things, you know, pretty sticky and high. I don't think we're going to see a 2%. I know the Fed's target is 2%. I don't see how that's possible. And that's primarily due to all of the regulations that are put on by the executive branch of government and all the acronym agencies. We currently spend well over $2 trillion a year in just regulatory costs, and they're going up. You're seeing it in Biden regulations from dishwashers to, basically everything. And all of these regulations, all these things make the prices go up. And why are we paying so much for cars right now? I mean, we're doing it because the auto manufacturers are being forced by the government to have certain CAFE standards and manufacture cars that they're losing money on. And they don't want to lose money on them, but they are, and they're still charging a hell of a lot of money for them. I mean, this is the reality of the situation. Again, the Fed and raising rates can't deal with regulation. They can't deal with the fact that, with energy prices and all of these other things. This is some supply issues and regulatory issues.
That is very, very interesting. And, of course, you're right. I mean, some of these things they're kind of hit into a brick wall, it would seem. It's not just about the interest rates. Well, something else I wanted to ask you about this morning, Chris. There's this thing out there right now. You got a former advisor to President Donald Trump. He wants to set up, I suppose, a lawsuit against the parent company of Bud Light. It's Anheuser-Busch, I believe. But the notion being, why did this come out the way that it did with the whole Bud Light controversy? And there's some notion here. Have you heard about this? The idea of trying to even tank the stock for gain, something like that. And that would be a huge problem, wouldn't it be?
I don't know the nuances of that, quite frankly. I find that very, very far-fetched. And obviously, you can file a lawsuit against anybody, and you throw the name Trump into it, right now Bud Light into it, you're going to get a lot of attention and draw attention to yourself. And oftentimes this is what people look to do in today's world. Rather than do anything substantive, it's the world we live in. Let's focus the attention on me, see how many influencers how many hits I can get on my Facebook page and all this other nonsense. How in the world do you prove intent with something like that? Right. You would have to have a serious smoking gun with somebody saying, okay, let's get to the lady in charge of marketing at Bud Light, get her to put this thing out so, we can short the stock and tank it and make money. If you have that type of proof, I want to see it right away.
Right,
but they won't. They'll, we've got something. Sources are telling us this, and it all turns into a show. And again, it's great for news media out there because, again, it's a fake story that they can cover for a period of time. I'm not buying that in the slightest. I find it hard to believe. I think the person that was in charge of marketing there for Bud Light was an idiot. And made a really costly mistake that they'll be writing about in business school for a very long period of time. Just that reality. I don't think that was intent to tank stock.
Yeah, a cautionary tale for sure. Well, Chris, as well, we've got a report that the Chinese president Xi Jinping is telling his government basically to be ready for any scenario. And of course, talking about, I suppose, anything that could happen, Taiwan or any other kind of conflict. But you've said before, and I was hoping you could sort of expand on a little bit. Is it in China's best interest to actually begin some kind of hostilities, or what's going on? Because obviously we're tied, and they're tied also in with Europe, and they're actually taking some hits because of their support for Russia as well.
Well, again, do our military brass tell our guys to be prepared for everything? I think that they probably do.
Right.
I look at the story and I see this is more clickbait, you know, to me. It really is. Keeping China in the news and trying to have, the way we write news media today, you got to come up with an antagonist and a protagonist, and, let's try to, scare everybody with China. And again, China's got its issues and I cover them all the time. And, these are things that, our country has decided, hey, we'll deal with this oppressive regime because we want, $2 t-shirts at Walmart rather than $7 t-shirts at Walmart. That's the choice that this country, has made. And I don't agree with that. Again, Donald Trump tried to rein in China nonsense with tariffs and that failed miserably. Didn't do anything for crying out loud. I would think, you'd want to be engaging with countries, trying to, to settle your differences and try to continue to do business with them because that keeps the peace. And all the news right now because Elon Musk is in China and, right. And Jamie Dimon is in China. And everybody's all up in arms. Oh, it's all about money. And I say to myself, well, yeah, I guess, business is about money, but to me, it's a little bit more than that. When people do well, a rising tide lifts all boats. I think you'd be less apt to see any sort of conflict. And quite frankly, I think that maybe Jamie Dimon, Elon Musk going over there and saying, hey, listen, you guys better get your act together and stop all this nonsense or we're not going to be doing business anymore might have more of an effect than, our State Department might. I'm just saying, the whole idea that China and the United States are separate from one another, not. I mean, the reality is China is 31% of global manufacturing. We're 17%. China is doing a hell of a job engaging many parts of the world and trying to do more business. That's what we need to do. We need to see that in the same way that the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox have been rivals for a very long period of time, and they play each other hard, they need each other, okay? Because that's their business, right? They need each other because that type of competition. Competition breeds excellence. And that's what we need to do. Iron sharpens iron. We need to stop being afraid of competition and going out there just competing.
That is a amazing perspective, and I think it's one that we're not hearing enough of these days. I appreciate that so much, Chris.
Well, thank you. I've been around for a period of time. I'm sick and tired of the fact that, our answer to everything is more military spending and we got to go to war or start another fight somewhere.
Yeah.
Take a look at the debt situation that we're in right now as a country. This started at George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And, the war on terror and the trillions of dollars that we blew there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Chris Markowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too, Chris. All right, folks. Kyle Warren in for the captains.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.